主，我们很感恩我们今天能够聚，今天晚上聚集在一起。
And our prayer is that you will fulfill your promise. You said that where two or three are gathered together, you'll be with them in their midst.
我们的祈求是，您能够应许您的您能够实现您的应许，就是您说过，凡两三个人奉你的名聚会的，你就在他们中间。
And so, Lord, this evening, this morning, we're praying that though we are separated by thousands of miles in many cases, yet we have the unity of the Spirit of God and the Lord Jesus Christ is with each one of us.
主啊，我们今天晚上虽然在物理上是相隔千万里，但是因为有圣灵和主耶稣基督，我们依然是合为一体的。
So, Lord, it's true that the objective of this meeting this evening is that the Lord will be glorified, and we pray that He will be glorified in each heart, regardless of where we are.
主要我们知道我们这个学习的目的呢，就是要使主耶稣基督的名得到荣耀，所以我们盼望您在我们每个人的心里都使您自己的名得到荣耀。
So be with Jurgen, we pray, give him the right words for us to hear.
请求你呢与 Jurgen 弟兄同在，给他正确的话语。
Give to us, we pray, the right response of heart to what we know to be the truth of God.
那也请求您呢，在当我们听到神的真理的时候呢，给我们一颗正确的心来回应。
So we give thanks, pray that you will bless us where we are right now. We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们感恩，也祈求你，无论我们人生在身处何方，你都祝福我们。我们这样的祷告，侍奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Brother Jurgen, please.
Okay. Thank you, Eric, and good evening and greetings to all of you who are here and connected and listening elsewhere.
谢谢 Eric 的介绍，也谢谢大家，也问候着所有来现场以及从别的地方连线进来的弟兄姐妹们。
We want to continue with our study and look at this theme of the riches of the gospel.
那我们继续我们的学习啊，我们的主题呢就是福音的丰盛。
And we're going to do so again looking at the book of Ephesians.
那我们再次呢今天再次讲这个以弗所书。
In the letter to the Ephesians, we have a wonderful summary, a concise summary of the good news and how it works in the life of the believer.
在以弗所书呢是一个很好的归纳总结，就是这个福音到底是什么，以及它在信徒的生命里是怎么做工的。
This letter amazes us with the richness, the riches of the gospel, and challenges us to live within that glorious reality.
那这卷书呢，使我们非常惊奇地看到这个福音的丰盛啊，同时呢，也挑战我们，给我们一个挑战，告诉我们如何在这样的一个事实，这个属灵的真实里面去生活。
In many letters of the Apostle Paul, he dedicates time dealing with some of the problems that were going on in those local churches.
在保罗，使徒保罗的有些书信里呢，他是花时间来解决在那个，在某个地方教会里所存在的麻烦和问题的。
It seems that in Ephesus there were no major problems to deal with, and Paul could turn his attention to expounding on the riches of the gospel.
那看起来呢，在以弗所教会当时并没有什么突出的问题呢，需要保罗来处理，所以呢，他就花主要的时间呢，来解释来阐述这个福音的丰盛。
Better than any other book in the Bible, Ephesians shows us the remarkable magnificence of the good news.
所以比相对于其他的书信呢，以弗所书呢，花了更多的篇幅来阐述这个福音的美好，福音的伟大。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8, Paul says that he was called to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ.
在以弗所书的三章八节呢，保罗说他被呼召啊，是要把基督那测不透的丰富传给万邦人。
The unsearchable riches of Christ are contained in the gospel.
耶稣基督这测不透的丰富啊，就是藏在这个福音里面的。
That means that in the gospel there is no end to the treasures that can be found.
那换句话说呢，就是在福音里面，你永远能够找到取之不尽的这个财宝啊，这个财富。
Someone said that the good news is bigger, fuller, better than you ever imagined.
有的人说呢，这个好消息呢，是永远比你想象的更大、更丰满的。
Paul launches his exposition of the good news in chapter 1 verse 3 saying, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ who has blessed us.
保罗呢他开始这个讲述这个福音的丰盛啊，是从一章的三节里面的这句话开始的。他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他是用一个赞美开始的。
The good news of the gospel involves an outpouring of blessing upon the believer.
所以也就是说福音的这个丰盛呢，是跟要把这个祝福啊倾倒在这个信徒身上相关的。
Paul dedicates the first three chapters of Ephesians explaining to us some of the wonderful blessings that we have in Christ.
所以保罗用在以弗所书啊，用前三章啊来解释，就是我们在耶稣基督里在这个福音里面所得着的祝福。
Like many of the Apostle Paul's letters, the epistle has two main sections, a doctrinal and then a practical section.
保罗的书信呢，通常都有这样的特点，就是一封书信呢分成两部分，前一部分呢讲的是教义，后一部分呢讲的是在我们生命中的应用。
The doctrinal section in chapters 1, 2, and 3 speaks of the wonderful work of redemption which Christ accomplished.
在以弗所书的一二三章这个教义的部分呢讲了耶稣基督这奇妙的这个救赎的工作。
The practical section in chapters 4 to 6 present to us how those who have been redeemed by Christ are now to live.
然后四五六章呢，它讲的是这些已经被基督救赎的人呢，应该怎么样去生活。
The first half tells us of the blessings that are now ours as believers in Christ.
也就是说这卷书的前部分呢，讲的是当你在耶稣基督里了以后呢，你得着了什么样的祝福。
It tells us that believers have been chosen, adopted, accepted in Christ.
他告诉我们信主的人呢已经是在基督里被拣选的了，被得了儿子的名分了，已经被神接纳了。
It tells us that believers have been redeemed, forgiven, and given many other blessings.
他告诉我们信徒呢已经被救赎了，已经被赦免了，以及其他很多其他的祝福。
The second part of the book calls us to live in the light of these blessings.
那这卷书的后半部分呢呼召我们要在这样的真理的光中呢去生活。
It shows us that those who have been forgiven, learn to forgive.
它告诉我们我们这些已经被赦免的人呢要学会去赦免。
Those who have been loved, learn to love.
那些已经得着爱的就已经被爱的人呢要学会去爱别人。
And it shows us how the gospel translates into a new lifestyle.
就是后几章啊他也告诉我们这个福音呢是让我们活出一个不一样的生命。
So there's a very close connection between the two sections of the book.
所以这卷书的前后两部分呢是紧密相连的。
Ephesians tells us first that the gospel gives us a new identity, and then it tells us how to live in accordance with that identity.
所以以弗所书的前半部分呢，告诉我们我们现在是得到了一个什么样的新的身份，后半部分呢，告诉我们我们应该怎么样在这样的新的身份下去生活。
First, we learn that the gospel completely changes our relationship to God, and then we learn how the gospel changes the way we live.
首先呢我们看到福音是怎么彻底的改变了我们和神的关系，然后呢我们看福音是怎么改变我们的生活方式的。
The first half talks about our position in Christ in heavenly places.
那前半部分呢讲的是我们在基督里在天上的地位。
The second half talks about our walk in earthly places.
那后半部分呢，讲的是我们在这地上的行事为人。
The key word in the first half of the book is found in chapter 2, verse 6. And perhaps you could read that verse, please.
那在前半部分的这个关键的一个词呢，是出现在二章的六节，我给大家读一下。他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
The word you want to notice here is the word sit.
那这里我想让大家注意的词呢，就是坐这个字。
God has made us to sit with Christ in heavenly places.
所以神希望呢，我们和耶稣基督一起坐到天上。
This is where the Christian life begins.
这是我们基督徒生活的开始。
We begin in a place of blessing with being blessed with privileges, marvelous privileges in Christ.
所以我们呢是放在了一个被祝福的地位，是一个有很多的特权，很蒙福的地位上。
So the first key word is sit. The second key word is the word walk. And that's in chapter 4, verse 1. Please read that verse for us.
那后半部分的这个关键词呢，就是行事为人了。在英文里面就是一个字，就是 walk。这个是在四章一节里面。我给大家读一下。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
So the word walk speaks of our new lifestyle as believers.
所以这个行事为人或者说 walk 这个词呢，讲的就是我们作为基督徒的一种新的生活方式。
We're called to a conduct that is in keeping with our high calling.
所以保罗呢是在告诉我们，我们的行事为人呢是要与我们的很高的一个呼召所对应的。
And now we learn how our position in Christ is worked out in practice.
对，然后我们就明白我们在基督里的这个地位是怎么样在实践中把它应用出来的。
So sit and walk are the two words that sum up this whole book.
所以一个坐，一个行，就概括了这整卷书。
Sit and walk describe how the gospel works in the life of the believer.
所以坐和行呢，它就归纳了福音是怎么在一个基督徒的生命里面做工的。
So chapter 2 verse 6 tells us that we have been raised up and made to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ. This is something wonderful that the gospel has done for us as believers.
那二章的六节呢，他说我们又与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。那这个是福音在我们身上所做的其中一个奇妙的美事。
Please notice that the Christian life does not begin with walking. It begins with sitting.
所以要注意，我们基督徒的生命呢，不是从一开始就是从行走开始的，而是先从坐开始的。
From the very beginning,The believer finds himself seated in a place of privilege in Christ.
也就是说从一开始呢信徒就明白他是坐在一个在基督里面非常有特别特权的荣幸的这样的一个位置上的。
It's not something that we have achieved.
这件事呢不是我们所取得的成就。
It's not something that we deserve.
也不是我们所配得的。
It's something that has been given to us by the grace of God.
这是神因着他的恩典赐给我们的。
Look what it says in chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Please read those two verses.
Okay. 我们再看看以弗所书的二章八节和九节是怎么说的，我给大家读一下。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So we are saved not by works, but by grace through faith.
所以我们得救啊，不是因为行为，而是本乎恩，也因着信。
To be saved through faith means that we are saved by trusting and resting in Christ.
所以本乎信的意思呢，就是我们得救是因为我们相信，并且呢，在基督里面安息了。
We are saved not by doing, but by believing in Christ.
所以我们得救不是因为要做什么事，而是因为信靠耶稣基督。
The gospel does not begin telling us to do, it tells us that something has been done.
所以福音一开始并不是就告诉我们要去做什么，而是告诉我们一件事情已经做成的。
The gospel is not what I must do, but what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done for me.
所以福音不是关于我要做什么，而是神的儿子耶稣基督已经为我做了什么。
It is not our work that saves us, but His work on our behalf.
所以不是我的工作救了我，而是他替我做的工作救了我。
So, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 begins with this wonderful statement that says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
所以以弗所书的一章三节啊，他一开始就这么说，他说我在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And we are invited at the very outset to sit down and enjoy what God has done for us.
也就是说，从一开始，神就邀请我们坐下来，来享受他赐给我们各样的福气。
And we need to know who we are now in Christ.
我们需要知道我们现在在基督里是谁了。
By the grace of God, we now find ourselves seated together with Him in the spiritual realm.
因着神的恩典，我们发现我们自己现在和神和基督一起坐在一个属灵的范畴里面了。
We did nothing to deserve this, but we now have a new position of acceptance before God.
我们没有做任何事情让我们配得这件事情，而是我们是从神那里得着的恩典，他就赐给我们了，就这样接纳我们。
And it says at the end of verse 7 that this is all because of the riches of His grace.
在一章七节的后半段，他说，所有的这一切都是照他丰富的恩典给我们的。
So the Christian life starts with the believer sitting with Christ.
所以基督徒的生活，他的生命啊，是从什么时候开始呢？是从他和基督坐在一起开始的。
Before we start walking,We need to know where we are sitting.
在我们要行走之前，在行事为人之前呢，我们要知道我们是坐在哪里的。
Now, how much effort does it take to be seated?
你要坐下去的话，会要花多少努力呢？
Walking takes a little bit of effort, but sitting means resting.
那行走呢，是需要费点劲儿的，但是坐的话呢，就意味着休息。
When we stand, the weight of our body is supported by our legs.
当我们站着的时候呢，是我们的双腿来支撑我们的身体。
When we sit, the weight of our body is supported by something else.
当我们坐的时候呢，坐下来的时候呢，我们的身体的重量呢，是用别的东西来撑住的。
We are no longer holding ourselves up, the chair is holding us up.
我们不需要自己再拖住自己了，是这个椅子拖住我们的。
Sitting does not involve working, it involves resting.
所以做这件事情啊，它跟做事情没有关系，它只跟休息有关系。
So faith is like sitting or resting on a chair.
所以信心呢，就像你在一个椅子上坐着休息一样。
The faith of a Christian involves trusting or resting in Christ.
所以基督徒的信心呢，它就只跟你信靠基督，在基督里安息有关。
So we are seated with Christ in heavenly places.
所以我们现在就是跟基督一起已经坐在天上了。
This position does not depend on us, it depends on Him.
所以这样的地位呢，不是靠我们的，而是靠他的。
This privilege is not something we have achieved, it is something that's been granted to us by the grace of God.
那这样的一个特权呢，不是靠我们的努力所获得的，而是完全是靠神白白的赐给我们的恩典。
So the Christian life startsOff resting in Christ.
所以基督徒的生命啊，是从什么时候开始呢？是从你在基督里安息开始的。
We place our trust in Him and not in ourselves.
就是从我们把我们的信心放在他身上，而不是不再放在自己身上开始的。
Before dying on the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And what does that mean?
基督在十字架上去世之前呢，他喊了一句话，他说成了，这是什么意思呢？
It is finished means that everything Christ needed to do to restore our relationship with God, was accomplished.
这个成了的意思呢，就是一切需要做的，就是为了要恢复我们和神的关系所需要做的事情呢，他都做完了。
He finished doing what he came to do.
他已经做完了他来到这地上要做的事情。
And when something is finished, There's nothing left to do.
如果一件事情已经做完的话呢，就意味着没有什么别的需要，不再需要做什么了。
It means that what has to be done has been done.
它的意思呢，就是凡是需要做的都已经做完了。
And when something is finished, we stop doing. We can rest.
当一个事情做完的话，我们就不再做了，我们就可以休息了。
Once an evangelist was approached by a young man who asked, "What must I do to be saved?"
有一次，一个传道者传福音的人，他有一个年轻人找到他问说，我要做什么才能得救呢？
And the evangelist replied, "It's too late."
这个传道人就跟他说呢，已经太晚了。
The young man became alarmed and asked, "You mean that it's too late for me to be saved? Is there nothing I can do?"
然后他这个年轻人一下就紧张了，他说，你的意思是现在太晚了，我没有办法得救了吗？
The Christian replied, "It's too late because it's already been done. The only thing you can do is to believe."
传道人说，不是这个意思，而是说呢，一切需要做的呢都已经做完了，你只需要相信就可以了。
It is finished means that nothing can be added to the work of Christ.
那已经做成这句话的意思呢，就是没有什么在需要加在基督所做的工作之上的了。
Jesus paid it all, and nothing remains to be paid.
基督已经付清了所有的代价，不需要再付更多的了。
We must simply receive God's gift of salvation.
我们只是需要简单的接受神做成的这个救恩的礼物。
We stretch out an empty hand of faith, and God in grace puts into it the gift of eternal life.
我们只需要伸出我们这信心的空空的双手去接过来神赐给我们这个福音的礼物。
In Luke chapter 14, Christ told a story of a man who prepared a wedding banquet and invited people to come.
在路加福音的14章呢，讲到一个人呢，他预备了一个婚宴呢，就婚礼的宴席，他邀请了很多人来。
And the man said to his guests in verse 17, "Come, for all things are now ready."
那这个主人呢，他在14章17节，路加福音14章17节，他说，你请来吧，样样都齐备了。
He didn't say, "Come and help me prepare the banquet."
他没有说你来吧，帮我一起预备这个筵席。
He didn't say, "Come and help me set up the tables."
他没有说你快来一起帮我铺桌子。
He said, "Come, for all things are now ready."
他说的是，请来吧，所有的都已经准备好了。
That's the invitation of the gospel.
这就是福音的邀请。
God says, "Come, the banquet is ready. Everything has been done. You only need to come."
神说，你们来吧，宴席都已经准备好了，你只需要做的就是来。
The Christian life begins with the discovery of what God has provided.
所以，基督徒一开始就需要弄明白，或者说需要发现神已经做成了什么。
The gospel is not good advice to be obeyed, but good news to be believed.
所以福音呢，不是你需要遵守的一些什么好的建议，而是你需要相信的一个好消息。
Now I'd like to read verse 13 of Ephesians 1, and it explains how this gospel begins to work in the life of a person. 1:13.
Okay.我们一起读一下以弗所书的1章13节，它可以这节经文告诉我们这个福音是怎么在基督徒的生命做工的。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Notice the three verbs in this verse. We heard, we believed, and we were sealed.
因为我们看这里的三个动词啊，一个就是听见，一个呢就是信，第三个呢就是被印上了印记。
Salvation comes when a person hears the gospel, believes the gospel, and he is sealed by the Spirit of God.
所以一个人得救，这个救恩是怎么来的呢？是当他听见了这个福音，他就信了，然后就被圣灵印上了印记。
God places his Spirit in each believer, which is a sign that this person belongs to God.
所以神把他的灵，就是圣灵放在每一个信徒里面呢，是一个证据，就证明这个人是已经属于神的了。
He has been redeemed and is now sealed to show that he is a member of God's kingdom.
他已经被救赎了，然后呢，现在呢又被印上了印，就表明这个人呢现在已经是属于神国里的人了。
Okay, let's go to chapter 4 and verse 1. This is where the second section of the book begins. Would you read verse 1, please?
Okay. 然后我们现在读一下以弗所书的四章一节，这个是以弗所书的后半段的一开始的一节经文。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
This verse calls us to walk worthy of the calling that we have received. Notice the word worthy.
这句经文呢是劝勉我们啊，要行事为人与所蒙召的恩相称。我们看这个相称这个词。
This is a key word in the whole book of Ephesians.
这个就是配得这个词啊，是在以弗所书的一个关键的词。
The word carries within it the idea of a scale, an old-fashioned scale like the ones used long time ago to weigh things in a market.
那这个词呢，让我们想到了一个形象啊，就是在很久以前在市场上称东西用的那个秤啊，就像天平一样的那个秤。
A scale has a vertical piece and then a horizontal one that swings at the top.
那一个天平呢是有一根垂直的直的这个杆，然后有一个水平的这个杆，然后这个两边呢是就是来称东西的这个秤。
If the merchant places a 1 pound weight on one side of the balance, then he needs to put a one pound of meat on the other side.
那如果这个卖家啊，他在一个这个秤的一端放上一磅重的这个砝码的话，在另一端呢，他就要放一磅重的肉，才能让这个天平保持平衡。
The weight that is on one side of the balance needs to be equivalent to what is on the other side.
也就是说呢，一边的这个东西的这个重量呢，要和另外一边的这个东西的重量相等。
That's the idea in this word worthy.
那这就是这里面说的相称这个词的意思了。
What is on one side needs to be balanced with a similar weight on the other side.
也就是说，那一边的这个东西的重量要和另外一边的东西的重量相似。
So this word relates to the two halves of the book of Ephesians.
所以这个词呢，也是和这个以弗所书的这个前半部分、后半部分相关的，这两部分都是要相称的。
So the position that we have in Christ in chapters 1, 2, and 3 should be reflected in our practice in chapters 4, 5, and 6.
也就是说我们在1到3章里面明白的这个地位的这个道理呢，要和我们在4、5、6、3章里面讲的这个在实践中的活出来的样子呢，要是平衡的。
What is on one side of the balance should correspond to what is on the other side.
也就是说一边的这个重量呢，要和另外一边呢相等。
So the letter to the Ephesians is balanced between these two factors, our calling and our conduct.
所以以弗所书整个这卷书呢，就是在这两者中间平衡的阐述，一边呢是我们的呼召，另外呢一边是我们的行为。
So the way we should now walk is determined by the place where we now sit.
我们行事为人的方式呢，是由什么决定的呢？是由我们现在坐的位置决定的。
What happens on one side of the scale affects what happens on the other side.
所以在一边发生的事情呢，会在另外一边反映出来的。
So we can't just talk about Christian conduct in isolation from our calling.
所以就我们不能离开我们的呼召来单纯的去谈我们基督徒的行事为人。
The conduct of a Christian flows out of his calling.
也就是说一个基督徒的行事为人呢，是从他的呼召里面自然流露出来的。
Our behavior needs to correspond to our identity.
也就是说我们的行为要去呼应我们的身份。
So there's a dynamic relationship between these two sides of the book.
所以这卷书的两部分呢，是一个动态的平衡。
And what is this calling that Ephesians 4:1 is talking about?
这里面四章一节说的这个蒙召啊，这个召到底是指什么呢？
Let's notice a few verses in Ephesians that talk about our calling.
好，我们来读几节经文呢，来看以弗所书是怎么讲我们的呼召的。
In Ephesians 1:1, we are called to be saints.
那一章的一节呢，说我们就是圣徒。
In Ephesians 1:5, we are called to be sons.
在一章五节里呢，又称我们叫做儿子。
In Ephesians 1:11, we are called to be heirs.
在一章十一节呢，说我们是继承产业的后嗣。
In Ephesians 1:23, we are called to be the body of Christ.
然后在一章二十三节呢，他又称呼我们做是这个基督的身体。
In chapter 2, verse 10, we are called to be part of a new creation.
然后二章的十节呢，说我们是新造的人。
In chapter 2, verse 14 to 16, we are called to be united in Christ.
然后在二章的十四到十六节呢，我们被呼召呢是要和睦，是要联合在一起的。
In chapter 2, verses 21 to 22, we are called to be a holy temple in the Lord.
在二章的二十一和二十二节呢，说我们被呼召呢是成为圣灵的殿。
So this is who we now are in Christ.
这就是我们在基督里是谁了，是我们的身份了。
We are no longer the people that we were before.
我们不再是我们以前那个人了。
God has given us a new identity.
神已经给了我们一个新的身份。
And then he calls us to live according to that identity.
然后呢，神呼召我们要和我们这样的身份有活出相称的行为来。
The word walk appears about 5 times in the second half of the book.
就是行事为人，就或者说行走 walk 这个词呢，在以弗所书的后半段出现了五次。
So we're called to bring our walk in line with our new vocation.
所以我们被呼召啊，我们要按照新的这个身份来行事为人。
For instance, in chapter 5, verse 2, we're called to walk in love, even as Christ loved us.
比如说
chapter 5, verse 2.
在五章的二节里面啊，他说我们要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们一样。
In chapter 5, verse 8, we're called to walk as children of light, not as those who are in darkness.
那在五章八节里面，他说，我们行事为人就当像光明的子女，而不是那些在黑暗中行走的人。
In chapter 5, verse 15, we're called to walk not as fools, but as wise.
然后在五章十五节里啊，说我们被呼召是要像一个智慧人那样行事，而不是像愚昧人。
So we're called to walk in step with our identity.
所以我们是被呼召，我们的行事为人要和我们的身份是相等的，相配的。
And Paul uses the word walk to refer to our lifestyle.
那保罗呢，用行走这个词呢，来指代我们的生活方式。
It has to do with our relationships with other believers, with our family, and with those around us.
那这包括呢，我们和其他的信徒和家人的关系，以及和所有我们周围的人的关系。
Our position is with Christ in heaven, but our walk is in this earthly world.
那我们的地位呢，是和基督一起在天上的，但是我们的行事为人呢，是在这个地上的。
So our calling is to bring heaven into our homes and offices and kitchens and businesses.
所以我们被呼召，我们要把这个天堂带到我们的家里，带到我们的办公室，带到我们的生意里面的。
So we're called to live on earth according to the principles of heaven.
所以我们被呼召是要按照天堂的这个原则来在地上生活的。
So Ephesians says, you have been united to your brothers in Christ. Now practice that unity.
那以弗所书说，既然在地位身份上你是和你的弟兄们是合为一了，那你在你的日常生活中也要这样体现出来。
It says you have been forgiven, now you need to learn to forgive others.
他告诉我们，你已经被赦免了，所以你现在要开始去学着去赦免别人了。
It says you've been loved by God, now go and learn to love others.
他说你已经被神所爱了，那你现在要学着去爱别人。
It says you've been sealed by the Spirit, now learn to walk in the Spirit.
他说你既然已经被圣灵印上了印，现在你们要在圣灵里行走，就是靠圣灵而行。
Paul is saying, I want your lives to be a worthy reflection of your calling.
所以保罗说，我希望你们的生命啊，是与你们所蒙召的恩呢、啊、是相称的。
He says, may you live in the light of who you are in Christ.
他说盼望你们能够在你到底是在基督里是什么样的身份这样的光中的去行走。
Let's say you went for a walk on a Saturday night And you saw someone lying on the ground in a state of drunkenness.
那我们假设啊，你一个星期六的傍晚，你在街上散步，你看到一个人呢，一个醉汉躺在地上。
And let's say you look closely and you discover that the man who is drunk is the mayor of the city.
然后你假设哈，你走近他，你发现这个地上躺着这个喝醉了的人呢，居然是这个市的市长。
You would probably say, this is not the behavior that we expect from our mayor.
那你可能会说，哇，这个人的行为可不应该是出现在我们市长的身上啊。
A man who has an important position in the city should demonstrate a behavior that is in accordance with who he is.
你会说，他这样一个身居高位的人，那他的行为应该是跟他的这个身份相称才对呀。
This is not dignified behavior that you would expect from the mayor of a city.
这种就是不堪的这个行为，人们不应该是期望在市长身上发现的呀。
So when you have a high position of honor on one side of the scale, you expect a lifestyle, an honorable and noble lifestyle on the other side.
那如果在一方面你是有一个尊贵的这个地位的话，那你应该在另一方面也应该有这样的尊贵的行为展现出来。
So that's what the book of Ephesians is talking about.
那这就是以弗所书这卷书要告诉我们的了。
Now we could say that the gospel is not just the starting point, it's the basis for the Christian life.
所以我们说福音呢，它不是一个起点，而是这个基督徒生命的根基。
We begin the Christian life with the gospel, and we continue the Christian life with the gospel.
所以我们是在这个福音当中开始的我们的生命的，我们这个生命的持续呢，也是要靠着福音的。
The gospel doesn't just ignite the Christian life, it's the fuel that keeps us going. Ignite is like.
Oh, okay. 这个福音不仅仅是点着火，就是只是点火，而是它是我们持续这个行走的一个燃料。
We never get beyond the gospel to something more advanced.
不是说我们是要超越福音去追求更高深的更深的一些东西。
The gospel is not simply the first step on a ladder of truths, it's the entire staircase.
福音不是说我们是在这个真理的阶梯的第一节，而是它整个这个真理这个真理的阶梯就是它了，就是福音了。
The gospel is not just the ABC of Christianity, it's the A to Z of Christianity.
那福音呢不是说是字母表里的 ABC 前三个字母，而是从 A 到 Z 整个都是福音。
How do we begin the Christian life? It's through the gospel.
那我们是怎么先在这个通过这个福音来开始我们的基督徒的生命的呢？
How do we grow in our Christian life? It's by the application of the gospel to our lives.
那我们在基督徒里在这个主里成长呢，也是运用我们的福音的。
How do we achieve spiritual maturity? It is by going deeper into the truths of the gospel.
那我们怎么达到这个属灵的成熟度呢？也是因为我们在福音里要钻得更深达到的。
Paul talks about this in Colossians. Perhaps we could read Colossians chapter 1. And verse 23, where Paul talks about not being moved away from the hope of the gospel. 23.
Okay. 哥罗西书的一章二十三节啊，保罗说你只要你们在所信的道上恒心，根基稳固，坚定不移，不致被引动失去这福音的盼望。也就是说，他告诉我们不要从福音这个根基上被移开。
This verse calls us to be grounded in the gospel and not to move away from it.
那这句经文呢告诉我们，我们要在这个福音的根基上牢牢的扎稳，粘在这里面，不能被移动。
We must begin with the gospel and then live in the gospel.
我们是要从福音开始，也同时要靠福音而生。
It's not that that the gospel introduces us to the Christian life and then we have to look somewhere else to continue.
不是说这个道理不是这样的，不是说是福音引我们进门以后呢，然后我们就到别的地方去找别的东西了。
Everything we need is included in this blessed message of the gospel.
我们所需要的一切都在这个配得颂赞的的这个美好的这个福音的信息里面了。
Jesus did not just say, I am the door, he also said, I am the way.
耶稣不仅仅说我是门，他还说我是那道路。
Someone said that the gospel is not a gate through which we must pass one time, but a path we should walk on each day of our life.
有的人说，福音不是说我们只需要进一次那个门，然后就不去管它了的那个东西，而是我们要进这个门，然后一直要沿着这个福音这条路走的。
Let's look at a verse in Acts chapter 20, verse 32, where Paul says that the word of his grace is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. Acts
20,
verse
32. 使徒行传的20章的32节。如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So what is it that builds us up? It's the gospel, the word of grace.
那是什么能够建立我们或者说建造我们呢？就是神恩典的福音了。
A robust spiritual life involves feeding on the gospel, digesting it, and making it part of us.
所以一个有强有力的这个基督徒的生命的成长的过程呢，就是你靠福音喂养你呢。并且呢在消化它，然后靠着它呢得营养。
That's what makes us grow in our spiritual walk.
这是使我们在这个属灵的道路上成长的这个秘诀了。
Many problems in the Christian life come from a failure to be rooted in the gospel.
那很多这个基督徒的生命中出现问题啊，都出在这个问题上，出在这个环节上，就是他们没有以福音为他们的根基，没有牢牢的定基在这个福音上。
Many are stumbling along in their Christian life because of a failure to grasp and believe the gospel.
那很多人在他们的属灵的道路上半跌啊，或者是失败呢，都是因为他们没有牢牢的抓住福音，一直牢牢的抓住福音。
One godly man pointed out that holiness in the life of a Christian is nothing more than the gospel implanted.Written and made effective in our souls.
那有一个传道人曾说过，他说，一个基督徒的圣洁啊，就取决于他是不是深深的根植于这个福音当中。
So coming back to Ephesians 1, after giving us this section where he expounds on the riches of the blessings of the gospel.
好，我们再回到以弗所书的一章，就是这一段，就是保罗来阐述福音的丰盛的这一段。
We come to verse 15 and Paul begins to pray.
这一段就是到3到14节讲完了以后呢，我们看第15节呢，保罗就开始祷告了。
Yeah, please read verse 15 and 16.
好，我给大家读一下一章的以弗所书的一章15、16节。因此我们既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常常提到你们。
What is Paul praying about?
这里保罗在祷告什么呢？
He has just expounded on the riches of the gospel, and then he says, Lord, please help them understand this.
因为保罗在前面刚刚解释完、阐述完这个福音的这个丰盛，现在他祷告的就是主啊，求你让他们能够明白啊。
Paul prays that God would illuminate their minds to grasp what he has been saying in the previous verses.
那保罗的祷告呢是说求主能够照亮他们的心啊，让他们能够真的理解保罗在前面刚刚讲的这个道理。
Please read verse 17 and 18.
我们再读17和18节啊，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
So Paul prays that the believers might truly grasp and live in these wonderful truths of the gospel.
所以保罗的在这里的祷告呢，是他盼望基督徒能够真正的理解、掌握这个福音的真理，以及在这个真理上能够活出来。
Paul wants these truths to get into their hearts and lives.
保罗希望这些真理能够真的进到他们的心里，进到他们的生活中。
The famous preacher Charles Spurgeon said that the most important daily habit we can possess is to remind ourselves of the gospel.
那著名的传道人斯布珍他曾经说过这句话，他说一个最重要的一个属灵习惯是什么呢？就是你每天都用福音来提醒你自己。
Another preacher said that the key to deep and ongoing spiritual renewal is the continual rediscovery of the gospel.
那另外一个人说呢，说如果你能够不断的在这个基督徒的生命里有长进的话呢，这个关键呢，就是你不断的再回到福音当中去。
So what does the gospel bring to the life of the believer?
那这个福音到底给基督徒的生命带来了什么呢？
Let me point out a few of the blessings of the gospel.
好，让我给大家指出呢几点这个福音带来的祝福啊。
The gospel teaches us about the love of God.
那福音呢教导了我们神的爱。
The gospel brings peace to the conscience.
这个福音呢给我们的良心带来了平安。
The gospel brings joy to the heart.
那福音呢给我们的心带来了喜乐。
It strengthens our faith.
它坚固了我们的信心。
It generates gratitude.
它使我们产生感恩的心。
It motivates us to live for God.
它推动我们呢能够为神而活。
It moves us towards holiness.
它也使我们能够越来越圣洁。
It teaches us to love and to forgive.
它教导我们去爱别人，去赦免别人。
It encourages us to serve.
它也鼓励我们去服事。
It inspires praise.
它激发我们去祷告。
And we can go,
激发我们去赞美。
We could go on.
我这样的祝福我可以一直说下去。
The gospel is the greatest source of blessing this world has ever known.
那福音呢，是这个世界人所世界所知道的所有祝福的最大的这个源头了。
As believers, we need to live in the joy of the gospel.
所以作为信徒呢，我们是要活在这个福音的喜乐当中的。
We need to feed on it and apply it to our lives.
我们需要以福音为粮啊，而同时呢，又在我们的生命中把它应用出来。
We need to share it with others.
我们也需要跟别人来分享福音。
The gospel has to do with everything that God did for us in the person of Christ.
那福音呢，它讲的就是一个核心，就是神在基督里面为我们做了什么。
The good news of the gospel begins and ends with Jesus Christ.
那福音呢，从始至终呢，都是跟基督相关的。
The gospel is not about what you and I do or don't do.
所以福音跟你和我做了什么没做什么毫无关系。
The gospel is about what Christ has done to save us.
那福音呢是只跟基督为我们为救我们做了什么相关。
He is the beginning, the center, and the end of the gospel.
他是这个福音的起点，又是福音的中心，也是福音的终点。
It's about the Lord Jesus Christ.
他都是跟耶稣基督相关的。
Without him, the good news would cease to be good news because he in himself is the good news.
因为如果没有基督的话，那好消息就不是好消息了，因为好消息就是指这个人，就是指耶稣基督。
Notice how Paul starts off this book of Ephesians in the very first verse. He says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints who are in two places, in Ephesus,And the faithful in Christ Jesus.
我们看这个以弗所书的一开篇的一章一节怎么说的？他说，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给两个地方的圣徒，一个是在以弗所的圣徒，另外一个呢就是在耶稣基督里有忠心的人。
Every believer finds himself in two locations. He lives in a geographical location. At the same time, he is in Christ.
所以每一个基督徒啊都能找到他所处的两个位置，一个呢是在这个地球上一个地理的位置，另外一个呢就是地位呢就是在基督里。
The phrase in Christ or in him appears about 130 times in the New Testament.
在基督里这个短语啊在新约里面大概出现了130多次。
Paul repeats it 7 times in 10 verses here in chapter 1.
在一章的这个三到十四节这一段的十几节的经文里面，保罗提到在基督里这个短语呢，就提到了
in Christ
five or seven times
seven times、
七次
seven times in ten verses、 In Christ is Paul's favorite phrase.
所以在基督里啊，是保罗最喜欢的一句话了。
It's the key concept to the entire book of the Ephesians.
也是这个整卷以弗所书的一个关键的概念。
And it's the foundation of the Christian life.
也是我们基督徒生命的根基。
What does this phrase in Christ mean?
那这句短语啊，这个在基督里是什么意思呢？
In Christ describes the relationship between the believer and Christ.
那在基督里这个短语它就描述了一个信徒和基督的关系。
It means being united to and connected with him by the presence of his spirit in our lives.
也就是说借着他的灵在我们的生命里我们和他连结和他合一。
There's an organic connection between a believer and Christ.
那一个基督徒和基督之间的这个连结是有机的连结。
It's like the connection between a branch and a tree.
那就像一个树枝和这棵树的连接一样。
A branch is not nailed onto the tied on the tree, it's part of the tree.
一个枝子不是靠它就是这个树的一部分。
A believer is united to Christ in a similar way.
所以信徒和基督的这个连结也是用这样相似的方式的。
We are in him and he is in us.
我们在他里面他也在我们里面。
We are organically connected.
我们是有机的连接在一起的。
It's not simply that God wrote our name in a book in heaven.
这不是简单的说神只是把我们名字写在了天上而已。
It's not merely a legal matter.
也不是仅仅是一个法律上的问题。
There is a literal connection of life, of sharing the life of Christ by his spirit.
而是它是一个生命的连结，而且是借着他的灵在分享同一个生命。
We are organically connected.
我们是有机的连接在一起。
There's a wonderful verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And verse 17 that says this.
在哥林多前书的六章十七节里面我给大家。
He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him.
我给大家读一下哥林多前书的六章十七节，但与主联合的便是与主成为一灵。
The believer becomes one spirit with the Lord.
也就是说信徒和主是成了一个灵了。
Not two spirits, one spirit.
不是两个灵，是一个灵。
Not one spirit on earth and another spirit in heaven.
不是在地上一个灵，在天上一灵。
The believer is one spirit with Christ.
信徒是和基督共享一个灵。
We don't even know where we end and where he begins.
我们不知道他是从什么时候开始，也不知道他是什么时候结束的。
Our life has been united with him.
我们的生命是和他连接在一起的。
So, the definition of a Christian here by Paul is that we are in Christ.
所以保罗在这里给基督徒的一个定义呢，就是我们是在基督里有中心的人。
We are one spirit with him.
我们和基督是共有一灵的。
One in Christ means unity with Christ.
在基督里意味着和基督合一。
And this is something of great importance.
这是有很大的一个很重要的一个事情。
Because every spiritual blessing that we have, like those ones mentioned in Ephesians 1, we have by virtue of our union with Christ.
因为我们在以弗所书里提到的这些所有的属灵的福气啊，都是靠着我们和基督合一得到的。
We are chosen, adopted, accepted, redeemed, forgiven, and it's because we are in Christ.
我们能够被拣选，我们能够被得着儿子的名分，我们被接纳，我们得救赎，我们得赦免，都是因为我们是在基督里。
We have every one of these blessings in virtue of being in Christ.
所以我们能得到这些祝福都是因为我们是在基督里这个原因。
God does not give us a basket full of blessings.
神不是就把一篮子的祝福扔给我们就完了。
He gives us His Son.
他把他的儿子给了我们。
And in Him we have everything.
然后在他里面我们就得着了一切。
God does not hand out individual spiritual blessings.
神不是一个一个的把这个属灵的福气给我们的。
He unites us to His Son.
而是他使我们和他的儿子联合在一起。
And we are blessed in Him.
我们是在他的儿子里面得着了祝福。
This is what the book of Ephesians is all about.
这就是以弗所书所要告诉我们的所有了。
Ephesians tells us that, we are blessed in Christ. That's chapter one.
所以在第一章里告诉我们，我们是在基督里得了祝福。
It tells us that we are united in Christ. That's chapter two.
然后第二章它告诉我们，我们是和基督联合的。
It tells us that we are rooted in the love of Christ. That's chapter three.
然后第三章它告诉我们，我们是扎根在基督里的。
It tells us that we are growing towards the stature of Christ. That's chapter four.
然后第四章呢，它告诉我们是，我们是要成长成基督的样式的，长成他的身量的。
And it tells us that we are to be filled with the Spirit of Christ. That's chapter five.
然后第五章告诉我们呢，我们要被神的被基督灵，就是圣灵充满。
It calls us to be firm in Christ. That's chapter six.
然后第六章呢，告诉我们，我们要在基督里面坚定不移。
So the Christian life is lived in Christ. We are in Him, and He is in us.
所以基督徒的生命啊，是就是在基督里面活着，我们在他里面，他。在里面，我们在他里面活，他也在我们里面活。
Turn for a moment to 1 John chapter 5.
好，我们翻到约翰一书的五章。
And in verse 11, we read this. This is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is where? It's in His Son.
约翰一书的五章十一节啊，这见证就是神赐给我们永生。这永生在哪里呢？这永生也是在他儿子里面。
Verse 12 says that he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life.
十二节说，人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
So eternal life is not an isolated thing that God gives us. Eternal life is in Christ.
所以永生呢，不是一个割裂开来的东西，就神就这样赐给我们了，而是永生是在他在基督里面的。
And when we have Christ, we have eternal life.
如果我们有了基督，我们就有了永生。
And we have every other spiritual blessing.
以及我们有了其他一切的属灵的福气。
Martin Luther once said, "It is impossible for anyone to be a Christian without having Christ, and if he has Christ." Then he has everything that is in Christ.
那马丁路德曾经说过，他说，一个信徒啊，就是，他不可能在基督以外得到任何一切。同时呢，他得到了基督呢，他就得着了一切。
And let's just talk a little bit too about this concept of grace that Paul talks about so much.
我们来看看，这个保罗在讲的这个概念，这个恩典啊，这个概念，保罗多次讲到他。用了很多的篇幅来讲这个恩典。
Notice what Paul says when he greets the believers in chapter 1, verse 2. He says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ."
我们首先看一章的二节，当保罗给以弗所教会的信徒问安的时候，他说：“愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。”
That's Paul's favorite greeting, and he uses it.At the beginning of every one of his letters.
这是保罗哈最常见的一个问安的方式了，在他的每一个书信里面，他都是用这个恩惠来开头的。
And notice what the last verse in the book is, chapter 6 and verse 24.
我们看这以弗所书的最后一节啊，就是六章的二十四节。
Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen.
并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。
So Paul begins his letter talking about the grace of God, and he ends the letter talking about the grace of God.
所以保罗啊，是用神的恩惠来开始的，也是用神的恩惠来结束他这封信的。
And in between, what does he talk about? He talks a lot about the grace of God.
那在中间他讲了什么呢？他还是讲了很多关于神的恩惠的事。
Paul begins and ends every one of his epistles speaking about the grace of God.
所以保罗无论是在他的每一封书信，无论是开头还是结尾还是中间任何地方呢，他都讲很多关于神的恩惠的事。
Grace appears at the beginning and at the end, and in between, it's the central theme that he develops.
所以恩惠这个词会出现在开头，也会出现在末尾，也会出现在中间。所以这个就是保罗这书信里面的任何地方你都能看到的这个词。
Paul saw very clearly that the gospel is an outpouring of grace from God.
所以保罗看得非常清楚啊，这个福音呢就是神在恩典里面倾倒出来的。
This outpouring of grace exceeds all human logic.
这个倾出来这个恩惠啊，就让人的所有的逻辑都没用了，都废掉了。
And Paul was fascinated by this topic and he couldn't stop talking about it.
所以保罗是非常着迷于这个话题的，所以他甚至都停不下来，他一直要讲这个恩惠。
And actually his favorite greeting, grace and peace, is actually a summary of the message of the gospel.
所以他每次都用恩惠和平安这样来问候啊，来问安。其实他这两个词呢就归纳了，就是归纳了这个福音的信息了。
In the gospel, grace comes first,And then peace.
因为在福音里面是先有恩惠，然后就紧接着有平安了。
Only grace leads us to peace with God.
只有恩典才能把我们带到神的平安里面去。
There's no peace trying to fulfill the law.
如果你想要去行全律法的话，你是没有平安的。
There's no peace found through religiosity.
如果你是要遵行一个宗教的规条的话，你是找不到平安的。
We do not achieve peace with God by any other means except by the grace of Jesus Christ.
你不能通过任何的方式得着从神来的平安，只能从福音里得着。
We do not live the Christian life trying to achieve acceptance with God. We live the Christian life from acceptance with God.
所以我们基督徒的生活不是靠我们做的什么来去达到神被神接纳的程度，而是我们基督徒的生命是从神已经接纳我们这个点开始的。
Sadly, the idea that many people have is, I try to obey God and I hope he will accept me.
但很让人难过的是啊，很多人他都抱着这样的想法，就是我努力做得更好一点，希望神能够接纳我。
I try to do what the Bible says and I hope that God will look upon me with pleasure.
他说我努力去做圣经让我做的事情，我希望呢神看我的时候呢他能够高兴一点。
But that's not how it works. What gives me peace with God is not my efforts, it's the gospel, it's grace.
但是这个事情不是这样子的，这也不是你得着平安的方式，而是你相信福音来得着这个，相信神的恩典，接受神的恩典的得着平安的。
God accepts me not because of what I am doing, but because of his grace.
所以神接纳了我不是因为我做了什么，而是因为他的恩惠。
God accepts me not by virtue of what I do, but by virtue of what Christ did.
所以他神接纳我不是我做的什么好的这个美德，而是因为基督所做的这个美事，他的美德。
Behaving well does not put me into a good relationship with God. What puts me in a good situation with God is what Christ did.
所以不是我做行为好能够把我带到一个跟神好正确的关系里面，而是基督所做的事把我带到和神的正确的关系里面。
This is the wonderful miracle of the gospel of the grace of God.
所以这就是神恩典福音，这个神迹般的这个神的恩典的福音啊。
And now we live trusting in that acceptance.
所以我们现在呢是我们相信这样的一个接纳，我们是靠着这个相信活着的。
This is where we sit, and that's when we start to learn to walk.
这就是我们一开始坐的这个位置，然后我们从这个坐的位置开始在学习怎么样行事为人。
We are taught that we are seated in a place of privilege, and that's the basis of our Christian life.
所以保罗教导我们呢，我们一开始就坐在一个有特权的蒙福的这样一个位置上，这是我们的一个起点。
So a genuine Christian life needs to be framed in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以一个一个真诚的这个基督徒的生活是从耶稣基督的这个福音开始的。
Now, not only does the grace of God work to give us a new position with God, it also works to allow us to walk as we should walk.
所以神的恩典啊，不仅赐给了我们一个在基督里的地位，他也帮助我们在我们的行事为人中能够活出应有的这个样子。
Perhaps we could just mention two aspects of the grace of God, and one is in a verse we read earlier, which is chapter 2 and verse 8. Maybe you could just read it again.
我们可以用两节经文来讲一下就是这个恩典的这个做工的这个两个方面啊，一个就是以弗所说的二章八节，他说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
So here we see that we are saved by God's unmerited favor.
所以我们得救啊，是完全是因为神神自己的这个对我们的这个恩惠。
There's another aspect of God's grace, and we can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10, where Paul says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me."
我们看哥林多前书的十五章的十节，这是保罗说的，他说，然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
So here we see two aspects of the grace of God.
所以我们在这里看到了神的恩典的两个方面。
God's grace is his undeserved favor that saves us.
所以一方面呢，是神的恩典呢，是使我们完全不配得的，但是他是白白赐给我们，让我们得救的。
And then God's grace gives us the desire and the power to do his will.
然后神的恩典呢，又赐给我们这样的愿望以及能力呢，去能够执行神的旨意。
The Christian life begins with grace, and it continues with God's grace.
所以基督徒的生命啊，是从恩典开始的，然后它的持续呢，也是靠着神的恩典的。
Okay, so we'll wind it up and just mention that we've talked about some important aspects of the gospel in this book of the Ephesians.
好，我们最后总结一下，我们今天讲了在以弗书里面所谈到的关于这个福音的重要的方面。
We see that the book divides into two halves. The first half talks about where we sit, and the second half talks about how we walk.
那首先我们讲到了这卷书呢，分成两部分，前部分讲的是我们坐在哪里，后半部分讲的是我们怎么行事为人。
Right in the middle of the book, we have this word worthy, which is like a balance. The position given to us now needs to be reflected in the life that we live.
然后就在这两部分中间的这节经文呢，用了一个相称这个词呢，就告诉我们这两部分的连结，就是像一个天平一样的，就是你在地位上的状况呢，和你的行事为人的状况呢是要匹配的。
And this is all possible through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ on our behalf.
这些都是靠着主耶稣基督替我们所做成的事才成为可能的。
A believer is someone who becomes united to Christ by his spirit.
基督徒是什么样的人呢？是靠着耶稣的灵，靠着圣灵和基督联合在一起的人。
And it is the grace of Christ that saves us, and then it is the grace of Christ that enables us to walk as he wants us to walk.
然后我们又讲到恩典呢，一方面他救了我们，另外呢，他也赐给我们能力，我们能够与神同行，能够行出与得救这个恩典相称的这个行为来。
All of the blessings, the privileges are ours in Christ.
另外，我们还讲到所有福，我们所有的优势啊、特权都是在基督里的。
So the central idea here in Ephesians is really this concept of being in Him.
所以以弗所书的一个核心的概念啊，就是这个在基督里这个词。
That's the wonderful privilege that we enjoy as believers, and that changes everything.
那这个是我们在基督里面所享受的一个特权呢，而且就是这个东西改变了一切。
Okay, maybe we could leave it there, and if there are any questions, we could try to answer them, and we've got some people here to help us with that.
嗯，好，我们今天呢，课就讲到这里，我们剩下来回答问题。
Okay.
So we have a little bit of time for questions.
我们还有一点时间啊，可以回答问题。
Yes, Sam. Yes.
Yes, so if the blessings are from the faith with, why are there still, this one, the faith, it has nothing to do with what people do. So why are there sufferings or difficulties for different people?
Okay. 我来翻一下这个问题。爱的问题是说，那既然这个祝福都是从恩典来的，就是白白给的，那为什么不同的人他还会有在经历不同的苦难或者困难呢？
So your question is, God saves us by His grace. Why do we suffer all kinds of problems still? Yeah. Well.The Lord Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation, and we live in a world that does not know God, that does not follow God. There's a lot of evil that goes on, and the Lord Jesus taught us to pray to the Father, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's not done on earth yet, and so there's a lot of wrong things that take place. People get sick. There's wars. There's accidents. There's injustice. One day, God's kingdom will come. That hasn't happened yet. So we are living in a world where the evil one has a lot of power, and we have to deal with temptation. We have to deal with tragedies and...
Hold that thought, because I think we need to do some translating.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Some of them got that.
Yeah, okay.
She's been taking notes.
这个是这么回答的，他说，主也说过你在地上有苦难，因为我们现在还是活在这个有罪恶的世界上，就是这个世界上并不是所有的人都跟随主的，还是有邪恶在这个地上的，主导文说呢，愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。现在这个神的旨意并没有行在地上，所以我们在这地上还是有疾病、有战争、有不公义。但是有一天神的国会来到的，但是现在这个阶段呢，这个恶者他还是很有能力的，我们还是要经受各种各样的试探，忍受各样的灾难的。
Yeah, so you're wondering why there's suffering and hard things going on. Well, we live in a fallen world, a world that was perfect, and then sin came in and brought a lot of hard things, sickness, war, injustice, disease. That wasn't part of the original plan. And one day there will be new heavens and a new earth, but we're not there yet. So we're living in a world that still is...affected by the fall and by the curse. And in the book of Romans, chapter 8, it talks about creation groaning. And we're also groaning. We're waiting the day, but that day has not yet come.
那我们现在是生活在一个堕落的世界，一个败坏的世界。因为自从原来这个世界神最初造的时候呢是完美的，是好的，但自从罪进来了以后呢，整个这个世界就被毁坏了。 咒诅啊，灾难呢、啊、疾病啊什么就都还都在这个地上。但有但神最初的本意并不是这样的，而且有一天呢他会更新一切，我们会有一个新天新地的。就像罗马书8章说的，就是万物啊，就是所造神所造的万物现在都在叹息啊，都在等待，我们也作为信徒也在等待，是等待神的这个新的更新的这一天到来的。
Does that help you, or is there something else that we need to talk about?
I understand what you mean, but my question is, Jesus was dead on the cross to save everyone, no matter if you believe or not. Am I right? No? If you don't believe, you're not.
If you don't believe, you don't get the gift. Okay? It's like having $10 for everybody here, it's on the table.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody who comes and gets it gets $10. Those of you who leave early don't get the $10.
好，我先翻译这一部分啊，就是按的意思是说，那基督不是死在十字架上，是为所有的人的罪都死了吗？然后 Harold 紧接着说呢，的确是的，基督是为所有的人的罪都死了，付上了代价，但是只有你接受你才能够得着。就像桌上如果有10块钱，愿意拿的人这个10块钱才归他，那不愿意拿的人他就拿不到这个10块钱。
Yeah, we read a verse here in Ephesians that it says, where it says that we, let me just read it, in whom you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and having believed, you were sealed in verse 13. Mm-hmm. Not everybody believes. Mm-hmm. Some people say, I don't want God to interfere with my life. Mm-hmm. Well, God will not force his way into their life. People can reject the gospel. Sadly, many do. And so not everyone is automatically saved. God wants people to be saved, but he has given people a dangerous freedom to say no to God.
那我们刚才也提到以弗所书的1章13节啊，他说你们既听见这真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，然后才受了圣灵应许为印记。那不是每个人听了福音他都相信的，因为很多人都说我不想要神的这个救恩，我拒绝他。所以神是给了每个人一个很危险的这个自由意志。这个自由意志可以选择对神说不的，那不要的人他就没有得救。
So the gospel can be rejected, and sadly many people do.
因为福音呢是可以被拒绝的，而且令人忧伤的是很多人的确拒绝了。
It doesn't automatically save everyone.
对，人不是自动的就得救的。不是每个人都因为基督死在十字架上就自动得救了。
Another concept that might help is that the gospel removes the penalty of sin. But it doesn't remove the results of sin in the world.
还有一个角度解释你这个问题呢，就是就是基督的这个救赎，他把这个罪的这个惩罚给挪去了，但是他没有把罪的后果给挪去。
Jürgen has been talking about the effects of sin. It continues. It will continue until Christ comes again.
那刚才 Jürgen 说了，就是这个罪的影响啊，它会一直延续下去的，直到基督再来的时候。
But until he comes,we are going to be all affected by that sin that entered into the world.
那直到耶稣再来的那一天之前呢，我们每一个人都会受就是进到这个世界的这个罪的影响的。
Suffering and sorrow and death.
那就是痛苦、忧伤和死亡，我们每个人都要承受这个罪的后果。
But,included in the gospel, which I don't think we've touched on tonight, and that is that we have a great high priest.
那我还有一点呢，就是包含在福音信息里的，但是我们今天没有提到，就是我们在天上有一个大祭司。
One who came into the world and he He suffered too.
那他曾经来到地上的时候呢, 他也受了苦。
He was tempted by sin.
他也被罪试探过。
He was rejected by the world.
他被, 世人所拒绝了。
He was crucified.
他也被钉了十字架。
So he knows what it's like to be you and I.
他明白你和我所经历的。
And so he can sympathize and he can help us.
他能够同情我们, 理解我们, 同时他也能够帮助我们。
It wasn't the subject tonight to look at that aspect of the gospel, which is Christ in us, but also Christ with us.
对，我们今天的主题主要是讲的基督在我们里面， 所以我们今天没有涉及到这个方面。 所以我想说的是， 基督作为大祭司， 他也和我们在一起， 他跟我们同行。
And he can be a present help in all our needs, our present needs.
他在我们有需要的时候呢， 他会给予我们及时的帮助。
Maybe just one other aspect of this. That is that Jurgen mentioned to us tonight that Ephesians has two parts. The gospel, where we sit in Christ Jesus, the first three chapters, and then where we walk, the next three chapters. All the foundational truth, all the blessings are there for us in the first three chapters. But not every Christian takes full advantage of it. That's why you get the second three chapters. So I heard a preacher who said this once.
Keep your thought here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
那, 艾瑞克说他再补充一个方面啊, 就是今天, 今天Jurgen讲了这个以弗所书的两大块内容, 前面讲的是我们在基督里的地位, 后面讲的是我们在基督里的, 就是这个地位的应用啊, 就是把它活出来。 前面讲的所有在教义上面，在基督里的地位呢和属灵的福气呢，就是一个根基。但是呢，不是每一个基督徒呢，他都能够正确的把这个他在基督里的这个地位啊，这个教义呢，充分的正确的应用在他的生活当中。
It's easier to preach than it is to answer questions. A preacher that I heard once said this. He said, I am the owner of many umbrellas.
有一个, 传道人他说, 我呢有很多的伞。
Unfortunately, I got very wet this evening when I was coming over here because at the present time, I possess none. I own them all, but I lost them and lost them and lost, and so I don't possess any. I own them, but I don't possess them.
他说呢, 虽然我拥有很多的伞, 但是我今天早上来的时候还是淋湿了, 因为在我需要这个, 伞的时候呢, 我并不拥有一把伞, 就是我那时候手里没有一把伞, 我总是把伞弄丢了, 当我需要的时候, 我手里一把伞也没有, 虽然我曾经拥有过它们。
So all the blessings of the gospel are there for us, but we've got to take them.
也就是说, 所有的福音的祝福呢, 都在那里, 但是你要把它用出来, 就是你得, 把它成变成你自己的。
So the gospel gives us peace with God, gives us forgiveness, fellowship with God, and we have joy in serving Him. But also part of the gospel is hope. We know that one day He's coming back and everything will be changed. Meanwhile, we're still living in a world where hard things happen. We have God's help and His strength, but we're not exempt from troubles in this world.
那福音呢是给了我们平安，也给了我们赦免，也给了我们和神这个相爱的关系，也给了我们服侍神当中的喜乐。同时呢，这个福音信息还有一部分呢是关于盼望的，就是不是所有的这些祝福都现在都得着了，我们还是在盼望有一天神主再来的时候呢。 使这一切都变得完全，但是在这个过程当中呢，并不使我们能够完全脱离这所有的苦难和困难，但是我们所需要的帮助他都会给我们。Okay,
hope that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple of minutes. We
还有几分钟?
Very few. Johnny isn't here tonight. He's always got questions.
今天 Johnny 不在啊, 否则他总是会问问题的。
Thank you for your question, Ann. Well, if not, I'm going to ask Mr. Summer if he would just...
Ian has a question.
Ian.
Okay, go on.
我的问题就是怎样顺着圣灵而行。
The question is quite simple. Walk in spirit. How to walk in spirit.
Okay. Actually, I would like to be to talk a lot about that in one of our future studies. If she could wait a little bit, we can maybe get into that in more detail.
Do
you have a one sentence just to whet our appetites?
有些能不能用一句话来总结一下呢？
Well, it says in Ephesians 5:18 that we should not be drunk with wine, but we should be filled with the Spirit. And then there are three verses that talk about what we do when we're filled with the Spirit.
那在以弗所书的五章十八节里面讲呢，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。然后呢，他有三节经文讲是怎么叫被圣灵充满。
When the Spirit is guiding and filling us, it talks about singing, making melody in our hearts, giving thanks in all things, and submitting ourselves one to another. Those are things that we do when the Spirit is filling our life.
他这里提到就是我们当我们唱赞美诗的时候，我们用诗章颂词灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，我们彼此顺服交托的时候呢，就是这个时候圣灵就充满我们了。
So we hope to look at that in more detail in one of our coming lessons.
那我们后面的讲课当中呢，我们会具体再讲。
So Yin, can you wait that long?
Yeah, I will weak with a lot.
这个王英姐妹可不可以等到那个时候呢？王英说肯定可以等，没问题。
All right, Mr. Summers, please just commend us to the Lord.
我们请 Harold 把我们交托在主的恩手里。
Lord, we're thankful that through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, dying on a cross, you have given us so much.
主，我们真的很感恩，借着主的工作，借着他在十字架上的死，给了我们这么多。
We marvel at it, Lord, and we believe that throughout all, we learn more and more about the good things that you have provided to those who believe the gospel.
主，我们真是为此惊奇。我们相信我们在永恒里，随着我们对此领悟的越来越多，我们会更加的惊奇。你竟然赐给我们这么多的好东西在基督里面。
Now, Lord, our prayer is that we will take this seriously and make sure that we don't leave all these marvelous blessings sitting on the table.
主，我们的祈求是希望我们认真地对待这些事情，而不是把这些祝福都束之高阁。
We want to receive them. We want to take them up and live them. We want to enjoy them.
我们希望能够领受这些真理，能够使用它们，能够活出它们来。
And in the process, Lord, we would like to bless others with this wonderful knowledge, and we would like to encourage your heart, bringing you glory by the fact that we live them.
主啊，我们也盼望在这个过程中呢，我们能够把这些祝福也分享给别人，那同时呢，也能够借着我们的行为荣耀你的名呢，给你的心带来喜乐。
So we give thanks now for our time together this evening, this morning, and we're praying that the blessing of God will be
fully upon each of us.
主，我们感谢您赐给我们这么美好的时间，我们也祈求您的祝福能够充分的临到，充充足足的临到我们每一个人。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 愿您姐妹。